the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. It continues here in Indianapolis. We have a great football mind joining us right now. It's Pat Kerwin. He's on SiriusXM NFL Radio, moving the chains with Jim Miller, a former rival of ours, a Bears quarterback.
Yes,
okay,
well, forgive him for that. Will you please?
We do forgive him. Real Football Network, a great website to go out and check out. Lots of football talk, X's and O's. You got Bill Cowher on there. Yeah. Lots of great people on there. You guys have a lot of fun doing that, don't you?
We have a great time doing it. And Phil Sims has been on. He actually tried to teach everyone how to throw a football. I figured if you're loving football and you don't know how to throw, and I see a lot of guys who can't throw, I had Phil come on and you can watch that video and teach yourself in the backyard.
Go check it out. Lots of good stuff. If you love football, go there and check it out. Pat, we don't have a first-round pick. You've been in a situation like that when you were building the team where you didn't have a first-round pick, and how'd you handle it?
Yeah, well, you know, there's two ways to do it. You can multiply picks. Bruce Allen had a year where he lost a bunch of picks, and he landed up pushing picks up and landed up with about 9 draft picks anyway. So you can get multiple picks if you want them. Or Rick will just do what I think Rick will do, and he'll understand how valuable the second round's going to be. And get into the second and third round, you get cheaper players, and a lot of them are just as good. So I don't think I would worry about that too much. And I think after about the first 5 or 6 guys, I think, as Gil Brandt always says to me, the real draft is from pick 15 to 45. Okay. That's the real round. There's always those elite guys, and everyone knows who they'll be by April. And then comes the real workers. And if you can get in there for 1 or 2 picks, I think you'll be fine.
You know, in past drafts, the Vikings have really stocked up on defensive players. You know, you think about Xavier Rhodes in particular. They got Danielle Hunter in the 3rd round, Anthony Barr, and Eric Kendricks early. Does a team feel pressure to flip sides of the ball and serve another side of the ball, or does a team really stay true and just take good players?
Well, everyone says they like to go by their board, but I'll just tell you one thing, listeners and viewers. The board are magnets, so the magnets move. Okay. And the night before the draft, sometimes the magnets move after everybody goes home except the GM, and he moves them. So, and I say that with great respect for the process. At the end of the day, we draft more for need today than we've ever done because you can't hold the players forever. So your losses in free agency or retirements or injuries force you into need spots that you have to fill. You don't want to jump 2 rounds away and take a guy haphazardly, but a lot of the boards are set, and I call boards fingerprints. No 2 boards are the same. We all look at the same guys, but our needs drive us to grade people certain ways.
All right, last one for Pat, because he's got to get back up on that stage right there on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Our offensive line, depending on what happens with a couple of guys, like Matt Khalil, it could be 2 or 3 new starters maybe. Can a team do that in one offseason?
You know, when Bill Parcells came to us, I had been with Bruce Coslett, Pete Carroll, Richie Kotite. When Bill came, we had quite decent offensive linemen and older guys. He got rid of most of them and played the rookies right away. Yeah. And so it's a function of your quarterback and the scheme you're going to have, and I know how Shermer's going to be. He'll be good. You can get by playing 2 or 3 rookies.
Okay.
And I like some of the right tackles in this draft. I like the McDermott kid. I'm not talking about first rounders. Everyone, you don't even have one. So McDermott out of UCLA, the kid out of Western Michigan, Moten. Either one of those guys, to me, could come in and play for you and function as long as you don't hang them out to dry all the time. The left tackle population's a little, there's less of them, so they're going to go a little higher in the draft. The top 3 will be gone before you go, so get over it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get one.
Right.
And deal with what you can get. If you ever got a kid like Freeney out of Indiana to be a guard for you, and you got a kid like McDermott in the 4th round, those guys can line up and play.
Yeah. And then
I keep picking Irish guys.
No, you're not. You're not, right?
No, I'm not.
Right. That's Pat Kerwin, Real Football Network, SiriusXM NFL Radio. Great stuff from him. Go check it out. And that's it for this interview, but more to come on Vikings.com from the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine, so stay tuned.